So as we come to be seated once again, I just want to invite you to spend a few moments just checking in with whatever feels most alive in the body and in the mind. As we sort of scan through these worlds of experience, you might notice elements that have a pleasant tone to them in the mind, or an unpleasant tone. Some that feel neutral. Seeing that there may be a liking or disliking, an enjoyment, a lack of enjoyment that might arise out of this. Allowing that chain of events to unfold. Seeing where we might find a place of gentle inquiry into it. Not intellectually, but investigating from that deeper inner place. Curious about the nature of body, of like or dislike, emotion, thought. Appreciating the canvas of these six sense doors as a place of exploration, the worlds of knowing and learning that we have open to us. And because the wildness of all of these worlds can be overwhelming, we come to build a relationship with our anchor. Whether it's hearing or the body, hands touching, the rising and falling of the abdomen. Just trusting that each of these offers us the same teachings. They're of a shared nature. That we can come into harmony with. And paying very close attention to the quality of mindfulness that we bring to the changing world of sound. To the elemental shifting of the body. Are we trying to get something out of it? Striving? Pushing through? Or can we find a place of genuine, friendly interest? Companionship with this unfolding life. You might notice, attuned to the fleeting nature of all these experiences. That fleetingness, a sign of preciousness. The worthiness of connecting to. Each rising and falling of the abdomen. Each in-breath and out-breath. Do we tend to take them for granted? What if it was a child's first breath? Or the final breath of someone we cared about. Can we relate to our own breath this way? The awe and beauty of each in-breath, as if it was our first. The solemn and tender love we would befriend our out-breath with as if it were our last. Can we be such close companions to our own life? And when the mind wanders, receiving the mind in the same careful and kind way, thinking. Joy, sadness, rage, receiving it with the same honor, the worthiness of being known. For the first and last time. just noticing mind. Coming back to the body, noticing body. Receiving this life with kind companionship. Do you have any questions this morning about your practice or about